We are live from the NSU studios. My name is Michi.
And my mother named me Brendan.
Well, I'm glad that that happened to you. It is also time for us to be talking to Carissa Carter. She's finally in studio, ready to talk with us this morning. Good
morning. Thank you
for having me. Of course. Good to see you.
Yeah.
Finally have it come into fruition from the T3R to now today.
We do. I met you all that night, so.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. They pretty much introduced me to you. They were like, you got to meet this girl.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was like the first Texas Country Music Awards thing I did that weekend.
Yeah, I immediately made Brendan come along with me. I said, hey, dude, we got to do some stuff together.
And I was reading this little article. It says you were, after maybe being a lawyer at one point, and I think your attentiveness in communication made it pretty obvious.
Yeah, my plan was I graduated in 2023 from college with a political science degree and, you know, was going to be practical with my life and go to law school. And I took a gap year and decided to earn a little extra cash to hit up some open mics, get some gigs like I had in college. And it took off. So now I do music full time because I was like, law school will always be there.
Right.
Very cool. Yeah. That's not a door that closes just because you don't want to do it right now.
Yeah,
exactly. And one thing I wanted to start off with was asking you, when did the bug bite you for songwriting and music and all that stuff? Was it something that you just kind of had in you ever since you were a little kid?
Well, I've sung for as long as I can remember. But my grandmother, we switched churches, and she came to our new church, and I was 14 at the time, and I didn't know anybody in my family knew I sung. I didn't know I had gotten a guitar at 12, played it 2 weeks, hadn't touched it in 2 years. You know how that works as a kid. You're like, whatever, I don't want to do it. And she walked up to the pastor after the service and was like, Carissa can sing and play. And I just whipped my head around and was like, no, I can't. First off, how do you know this? Secondly, you're lying. And then the pastor was like, great, she'll be on stage next Sunday, so you can come back. And that's how it started. But I never liked it. I didn't like the spotlight. And then when I was 18, I had gotten into songwriting around 17. So I was like, I'll move to Nashville. And my parents were like, no, you got a full ride to college. You should take that. So I did. And about 2 years into college, I went through a bad breakup, walked out, found a recording studio in a tiny town called Commerce, Texas. I went to East Texas A&M. And I was like, I'm going to record, you know, 4 songs, 1 and done takes on acoustic just to get through my breakup. Did it a year later, 4 more songs. And then my friends put it on Spotify and they were like, you could possibly do this for a living. And that was the first time I'd ever really considered it because I was just like, nobody sings. Like, it's not practical.
Does it feel like that was the right timing for you? Like, you got some material out of college and some growing up done?
Yeah, for me, songwriting, it's such a personal thing. And I'm not someone who, like, I'm not a love songwriter. So I'm like it's got to be a sad song or a silly song, as I call it, you know, with the serious message behind it. So that's kind of, for me, my forte with songs.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's easier to write about transitional feelings when you're coming out of something. Then you've got kind of a front, a middle, and a back.
Yep.
Well, what I was thinking was the support that you had.
Yeah.
You said your friend?
Yeah.
Of just how encouraging they were for you to just do it, send it, post it.
Yeah. See, until then, I had always thought I was a terrible singer, which is, it's really funny to say that now, but I really did. I was like, nobody needs to hear that.
Right.
Go to a small church. That's the only place anybody's going to hear that.
But right. No.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. I've seen counting and drums can be like that. Somebody can think somebody doesn't know what they're doing at all. And you're like, no, that's a really intense polyrhythm that you're not counting correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, I mean, I've heard some vocalists that really stretch some notes in some awkward parts of songs to emphasize that this is a broken idea.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm thinking right there.
Yep.
So Untamed, we've been playing that on the air quite a while. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
Yeah, so I went through a phase. I hated every song I wrote. Someone looked at me and said, you've spent thousands of hours singing. You need to go and spend thousands of hours writing songs to get your skills even.
Right.
And so that's what I did. And I had never co-written before until this point, and that was one of my first co-writes with my friend Shelby Ballinger. She's an amazing songwriter, and I drove out to her place, and I was like, ready to write a song, and she was like, I want to write about being a free spirit, and I said, I've got one title, Untamed, and it was the first song we ever wrote, and I looked at her at that moment and said, I'm going to cut it. She was like, okay, sure, and then a year later, I was like, here's the recording, so.
Very cool.
Yeah.
How did that relationship come about?
We met at Sweetwater Grill in Union Valley, Texas. So it was one of the first open mics I ever went to. There were two I had heard through the grapevine of musicians. They said, go there. These people can help you. Because I had no clue what I was doing when I was trying to find gigs. Because I, you know, had never done it. Everything I had played in college, I had met through the studio through a guy named Joel Weaver. So I went there and I met her that night at the open mic. And she was like, I can help. And we hit it off. So
love that. Yeah. I love the outreach of the community too.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like with the music scene in Texas, sometimes people can see it as competitive, but sometimes I feel like it's quite the opposite. You know, they lend a lot of helping hands and point you into a lot of good directions.
They do.
That's a good point. A lot of your story has to do with having good people around you, because even before you get to the musicians, just friends encouraging you to go after that. Some people, even if they're great friends, can have a little jealousy bug and want you to live in their lives. You know, I want you next to me. I want you to go shopping with me and have babies. And
well, it could just be that comfort, that sense of comfort that someone feels when you're nearby. But when they know that you're spreading your wings and you're flying, that they won't be close physically. But you can still FaceTime. You can still call. You can still keep that connection through the phone.
Oh, what is
that Soulja Boy song, Kiss Me Through the Phone?
Oh my good, there's your country music reference.
All right, we are back. Oh, let me turn your mic on, Brennan. We are back live here at the NSU studios for our show Rise and Shine. Krissa Carter is still in studio. I forgot to ask you where you're from, didn't I?
I'm from Sulphur Springs, Texas.
Yes, she is a Texas girl, and I believe that's almost straight south from us, about 4 hours. She traveled about that far today. So I did want to say thank you for traveling that far, and I'm glad you made it here.
Thank you for having me.
The Oklahoma roads weren't too bad, right?
Actually, they're great compared to Texas road. There's no traffic, really. So.
Yeah, there's significantly less people.
Yeah, that's true. That's very
true. There are 9 million people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and there's not 9 million people in Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas combined, I don't think.
Oh, well, that would answer a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that. That is astounding.
It's pretty wild.
That explains the traffic.
Yes, it does.
Brennan's tidbit of knowledge for the day. But we have Krissa with guitar in her hands, and we think she might be playing us a song, right?
I am, yes.
So what song tell us the story behind the one that you're thinking about playing.
So this song is called Something in the Red Dirt. I wrote it in February with J4 and Scott Barrier, and as soon as we wrote it, we were all looking at each other like, what just happened? And I had the studio booked to record another song, because I wanted to release one more song this year after the EP comes out, and I went to the studio and I was like, hey, change of plans, we're doing this one. So I'm waiting to get the fiddle part back on it right now and then to get it mixed and mastered. So
nice!
So we get a preview.
You do, and y'all get to bear with me on the guitar playing, because I'm not the best guitarist.
I can't play at all, so.
Hey, you know what? To each their own. That's all I know.
If Doug's on break, I could probably get him to play some backup.
Hey, you know what?
He's an old Western guy. He's good.
He picks up at anything that you throw at him.
That's cool.
Should I grab Doug?
You can if you want.
I wish I was that guy. I'm not that guy.
All right, well, it looks like Brendan's going to take a little break and try and get Doug, see if he can be an accompanist on this interview that we're doing.
Yeah.
But while we're waiting on that, I want to ask something else besides it. Recent venues that you've been playing recently, so that way people can know where to catch you if they're ever flying in Texas for the mood.
Yeah, I am. So upcoming, I'm not going to be in Texas as much.
Where are you going?
I'll be in Chicago June 4th, 5th, and 6th. I'll be at a Bendigo's in Hochatown with a friend on, I believe it's May 27th. It's the Memorial Day weekend.
You're recording this part, right?
No, this is live.
Oh, never mind. It means 2 minutes. So just go.
Okay. You're going to Chicago, though, you said?
Yeah, and then I just got back from Key West, so but I mostly play in DFW. So, and then I'll be in the Hill Country July 17th with Jenny Del Lord at William Chris Minier's. So.
I literally thought that you sounded like Jenny Del Lord, so the fact that you two are going to be singing at the same stage is really cool.
Yeah, she's got a songwriter series, so I'm going to be pulling out some songs I don't play often, and they're going to be fun. So I've got one about cornbread I wrote with Morgan Lee Powers and Paige King Johnson. And it's, you know, some people's cornbread just ain't done in the middle. So, yeah, not playing that one today.
You'll have to tune in and check out her music to follow along for that one.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if, are you coming back in here for it, Brennan?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you can start whenever you'd like, Krissa.
All right. This is Something in the Red Dirt. Something about the way he wandered in, shadows in his eyes beneath the brim, rattlesnake print, daggers from the spurs, hands calloused by the dry heat wind, silhouette weighs upon the bar. A heavy silence falls across my heart. I know I shouldn't look, but he's got me locked in, taken by the danger in his arms. There's something in the red dirt growing up here like a man burns. Wranglers worn by the hard work getting under my skin. And I don't really know why I'm caught up in this shoe, but no lies, drawn to the breath of a wild ride, a reckless high, a cold-blooded same kind of hurt. I'm jealous of the way he throws it back. Lips kissing on the liquor, hairpin trigger. That man knows what he attracts. There's something in the red urge, rolling up here like a man burns. Wranglers worn by the hard work, getting under my skin. And I don't really know why I'm caught up in his true but no lies.
Oh my goodness. Where can people go on social media to be able to follow along and, you know, whenever you release this song?
Yeah, they just have to look up Carissa, C-A-R-I-S-S-A, Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, music on any social platform. And then if you're looking for my music, it's just Carissa Carter. Somebody cooler than me got the Carissa Carter handle on all the social media platforms.
Listen, we can't help when we were born.
Yeah.
Can't help it.
I know.
But what we can do is make sure that people follow along with your music and where you're going next. You said you're going to Chicago, then that songwriter swap. Where's that at?
It's at William Chris Vineyards in the Hill Country.
Where's Hill Country?
I believe it's Fredericksburg, and there's another town as well.
Virginia?
No, it's in Texas.
In Texas.
Out near Green Hall and all that. So.
Right on. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in this morning and playing that song for us.
Thank you. Make sure
you guys go and check her out at Kroner & Bear. If you really liked her vocals this morning, she will have that and even more for her set at Kroner & Bear starting at 6 o'clock today. All right, guys, we're going to kick it back to the music. And this is Rise and Shine with me, Tian Brennan, on Lakes Country 102.1.